From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Cadet. This is Idaho Matters. Election Day is tomorrow, which means people will be heading to the polls to cast their votes for local officials taking part in the mayoral, city council, and school board races all across our state. So we wanted to take a closer look at what voters can expect to see on their ballot, as well as what they'll need at the polling stations. So we invited Idaho Statesman reporter Rachel Spacek to help break things down. Rachel, good to have you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, Rachel, let's just start with a refresher because there has been a change to some of the rules. What do people need in order to register to vote here in Idaho?
Yeah, so you need a photo ID, that's a state-issued ID, tribal card or U.S. passport, a state ID or the last four digits of your social security number, and proof of residency to register in person. And at this point, it's too late to pre-register online. So you will need those things to register in person at the polls.
Okay. So Rachel, if you can't remember whether or not you are registered, there's a spot that you can go to check, correct?
Yes, that is voteidaho.gov. And you just kind of put in your, I think it's first name, last name, date of birth. And you can see if you're registered. If you haven't moved, you can see where your polling place is. And you'll also see if you're actually not registered.
So let's now turn a little bit and talk about what folks will see on their ballots tomorrow. And let's start with Ada County.
Yeah. So, in Ada County, there is a jail bond on the ballot. You know, you've probably read about it if you live in Ada County. I know the Statesman has done some coverage. I bet you guys have too. So that's on the ballot. There are three trustee seats on the West Ada School Board, and those are going to be by district. And then the, of course, on the ballot, if you don't know this, you probably have been living under a rock in Boise, but mayor is up for election, and four city council races are up for election. And those for the first time are going to be elected by district. So you can also look up the district you're in on the city's website. I just Googled Boise City Council districts and it was the first link that came up. So you can easily find that. If you live in Meridian, also on the ballot is the mayor and three city council races, also by district for the first time. And you can do the same thing. Look on the city's website for that. Eagle has mayor and two city council seats. Those are at large seats, so doesn't matter. Both of those will be on your ballot. CUNA has mayor and one city council seat and three school district trustee seats and a rural fire district commissioner. Garden City has just two city council seats, and in Star is mayor and two fire district commissioners on the ballot.
Okay, so let's head to Canyon County. So we're just going to basically stay in the Treasure Valley for our listeners when it comes to what's on the ballot tomorrow. So let's go to Canyon County, Rachel.
Yeah, so if you live within the Valley View School District, there's one trustee seat for that. If you are in Nampa city limits, there are three city council seats, and those, again, are for the first time going to be voted on by district. So, again, look up the district that you're in if you live in Nampa. And then there are two school trustee seats on the Nampa School Board. In Caldwell, three city council seats and three school district trustee seats in the Caldwell School District. And in Middleton, there is an election for mayor and two city council seats, and they're running a school district levy.
Okay, so Rachel, talk to us about some of these races that are happening, but we won't see them on our ballot. And one of these examples is like some city council seats in particular in Boise that won't be on the ballot.
Yeah. So Two city council members won't be on the ballot, Lucy Willits and Jimmy Halliburton. They were both up for re-election, but the result of a 2020 law passed by the legislature says city elections won't occur if only one candidate has filed for office. So the city council voted to place Lucy Willits and Jimmy Halliburton in the seats that they were running for, since those elections were uncontested.
And so this, as you mentioned, though, just for clarification, this is a new state law. So it's not just in these Boise City Council races. If there is a race where there's only one person, we'll no longer see that on our ballots, even in future elections. Is that accurate?
Yes. So we're also seeing the same thing in Meridian. Only one Meridian City Council member, filed to run in his race, and that was Council Member John Overton. And yeah, so anytime there's an uncontested race, you won't be seeing that on your ballot.
Okay. So what about if you are not sure where to vote, like where your polling station is? I mean, because sometimes these seem to change like every election.
Yeah, they change, or like, you know, I've moved around a lot. So, you know, if you just moved, you don't know where your polling place is. Luckily, both the Ada County Elections Office and Canyon County Elections Office have a lot of this pretty easy to find on their website. So just Ada County, Idaho.gov/elections. There's a tab on the left side that says where to vote, and a map kind of comes up, and then you can just place your address in the top search bar, and then it will show you where your polling place is.
And I'm assuming polling places are open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. like they normally are.
Yes.
Okay. And folks, you should remember, too, that also means, though, since we have two different time zones in our state, sometimes elections take a little bit longer to come in, like results and all of that. Well, with that said, Rachel, what are the races that you are keeping an eye on the most as we head into Election Day tomorrow?
Yeah, so I live in Boise, so I'm, of course, just for myself, going to be watching the mayor's race. I've heard a lot about it on social media, mm-hmm. read a lot about it, so I'm watching that for myself. And then for my job, I cover cities in West Ada and Canyon County, so I'm really watching that all Meridian races, but particularly the council district races, because they're being elected by district for the first time. We have two incumbents running against each other. That is Liz Strader and Brad Hoglund. And, they're both, Brad Hoglund has been on the council for a while, and Liz Strader is relatively new, but she served a term, and they're running against each other just because they live in the same district. So that's kind of interesting. And that's what I think we're used to hearing when you create council districts, is it sometimes sets incumbents against each other. So I'll definitely be watching that one for sure. And also, you know, Meridian Mayor's interesting. The incumbent Robert Simison is running against Mike Hahn. And for people who don't recognize the name Mike Hahn, he kind of spearheaded the movement to dissolve the Meridian Library District. That obviously failed. So, you know, pretty different candidates running for Meridian Mayor. Mm-hmm. So that will be interesting to watch.
You know, I do think it's interesting, Rachel, that I think so many of us, right, tend to put so much focus on Boise and what's going on in Boise. It's the largest city. It's the capital city. Yet Meridian's right next door. And they, you know, there's a lot of power. There's a lot of people there. And so especially when we now see that they are going through what the city of Boise went through in the last election period, is with these having districts with their council seats. And this is, I believe, the first time we're going to see two incumbents running against each other because of these new districts. So you're right. I think this is going to be really interesting. So maybe folks should, you know, keep a little bit closer eye on what's going on in Meridian.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think in the same vein, the school district trustee races are really interesting, especially given, you know, the attention that school board trustees and kind of school district policy has gotten in Idaho, you know, whether it's in the legislature or locally. You know, I think that people are watching to see, you know, try to understand the policies and the perspectives of each of these candidates, because, you know, these are kind of high hot button issues that we're seeing in the schools.
Well, as always, Rachel, we really appreciate you coming in and talking with us about all of this. So appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, and go vote.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.